Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to BreakingNewsShow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Rise of modern airline seat, a long way from a wicker chair. The availability of a cushy and comfy passenger seat to relax in upon boarding an aircraft has not always been a standard feature of air travel. You have successfully arrived at the airport, checked in your luggage, explored the shops, and finally boarded the aircraft. Securing a window seat, you have placed your bag in the overhead compartment and surveyed your fellow passengers, hoping to avoid a seat kicker behind you or a seat recliner in front of you. However, the design of your seat may not be in your thoughts. Yet, there exists a fascinating history regarding the development of airline seating. In contemporary air travel, ensuring passenger comfort is a primary concern for airlines vying for clientele. Designers are engaged in a competitive effort to deliver the most enjoyable experience. This marks a significant departure from the initial seating configurations for passengers in the 1920s, which consisted of simple wicker chairs that were not even secured to the floor. Consequently, any turbulence during the flight could result in a chaotic mix of wicker and passengers. These wicker chairs were in use for approximately a decade before being replaced with seats that were both anchored to the floor and enhanced with additional padding and leather upholstery. Leather was a practical choice at the time, as it was easy to clean during an era when air travel was considerably dustier. By the late 1930s, velour coverings began to emerge as a new option. In 1930, the Aluminum Company of America created a lightweight and versatile aluminum passenger seat. Today, aluminum remains the primary material for nearly all airline seats. Although this initial design was considered advanced for its time, it lacked adjustability. However, foam-filled rubber seats were later developed to alleviate discomfort associated with sitting on a rigid metal surface. As aircraft dimensions expanded, seating configurations typically evolved to arrangements of 2+1, 2+2, or 3+3. With the advent of longer flights, the recliner chair was introduced in 1929, sparking the ongoing debate over whether to recline and potentially disturb the passenger seated behind or to remain in an upright position. Some airlines began offering seats that could transform into beds for overnight journeys, marking a significant shift towards enhancing passenger comfort, which included advancements in shock absorbency and the addition of head and footrests. The initial seating arrangements on aircraft were designed with seats positioned around a table, similar to those found in trains. When in-flight meals were introduced, they were served to passengers on actual trays. One can only imagine the chaos that would ensue if the aircraft encountered turbulence. It was not until 1973 that tray tables, which fold down from the back of the seat, were implemented. In 1952, the International Air Transport Association, IATA, allowed multi-fare flights, marking the inception of the airline class system. Standard class seats offered more space than those in coach class, which later became known as economy class, yet all seats continued to face forward. In the 21st century, with a heightened focus on enhancing customer experience, airlines are exploring various seating configurations, including reverse or staggered herringbone layouts. These designs provide greater privacy and allow passengers to access the aisle without having to navigate over their fellow travelers. The introduction of back-of-seat screens occurred in 1988. Before this innovation, in-flight entertainment was limited to a large screen positioned at the front of the cabin, accompanied by individual headphones. Currently, high-end LED high-definition touch screens mounted on seat backs are gradually being supplanted by direct-to-device streaming options. Notably, the prevalence of recliner seats is diminishing. Finnair has completely eliminated them from its business class offerings, while British Airways' latest Airbus models feature pre-reclined seating. Several factors contribute to this trend. Firstly, the expense associated with reclining seats is considerable, and their complex mechanisms are prone to damage from impatient passengers, necessitating frequent repairs. Additionally, these seats are significantly heavier, which increases the aircraft's overall weight and, consequently, fuel costs. Their removal also optimizes space and alleviates the need for cabin crew to manage disputes between reclining passengers and those affected by the recline. the contemporary aircraft seat is produced in accordance with stringent flammability standards concerning the materials utilized, ensuring maximum protection for passengers in the event of an accident. Notably, in the current era of sustainability, Air France has initiated a program to recycle its old aircraft seating materials into stylish bags and accessories. The latest premium seat designs may feature LED screens equipped with Bluetooth, USB charging ports, noise-canceling headphones, and even speakers integrated into the headrest, along with motorized leg rests. For instance, Emirates Airlines first-class seats are designed with a zero-gravity setting, which fosters a sensation of weightlessness, thereby enhancing the quality of sleep. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on BreakingNewsShow.com.